Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before this hour is done, well, number one, before this hour is done, we're hoping to get a hold of Jack Nicklaus. We'd love to have Jack come on and talk about the PGA Tour basically saying, how much money? Oh, we were kidding. We were kidding. Well, we were going to stand tall and sports washing, and this isn't how sports is supposed to be, and once you leave us, you're dead to us. How much money? Oh, we were kidding. We'll take the money. In fact, we'll not work together. One of your top guys can be on the board with us, and then you could work with us on another venture.
How's this team thing work? 54 holes. That's a great idea.
Shorts?
Tell us more.
Yeah. Oh, Tiger, remember when we told you to turn down that $800 million? Why'd you trust us? Why'd you trust us? So we're hoping to get Jack William Nicklaus's opinion on this, the greatest major competitor of all time. Still Tiger the best at peak, but Jack's got 18 first, 19 seconds, and I think 17 thirds. Jack frequently joins the show. Tiger doesn't.
Too busy.
He shouldn't be.
You wouldn't think so.
You would think we could get.
He's not busy playing in many events.
I think we could get him. There was a picture of him the other day with the crutches following Charlie Run because he's another surgery. So maybe Jack. We're also going to get to news, other news items that stunned you and shocked you, because this stunned and shocked me earlier today. That'll be later. We're going to see if Jason DeRusha wants to defend himself about leaving his garbage in here.
Can he?
No, he can't. He cannot. He needs to just admit he was wrong. And then, as the person probably bothered more by it, even though I didn't see it, so that kind of hurts my credibility. I didn't have to deal with it at all, but I think I'm the one that bothered him. I would like 10 high-end bottles of red wine in his compensation.
Okay, Jay Monahan.
Seems fair to me. Twin Stick It Tuesday is a Tuesday. It's brought to you by Miller Marine. This isn't Moose Miller.
No.
He's not.
Different Miller.
Okay. Different Miller. Okay. Twin City Summerfest. It's coming up July 14th and 15th at Target Field. The Killers. The Flaming Lips. Death Cab for Cutie. Cannons and Yam House. How about that? You're going to have a chance to win those tickets at some point this hour. Not now.
No.
Not now.
We're not playing the Twin Sounder right now.
When you hear, here's what I want us to add to this. Moving forward, a strikeout. So I want us.
That's not very charitable.
Too bad. Our show, we get to do what we want. I want a strikeout added to this because all they do is strikeout. And any of you Twins Bobo apologists out there who are not looking right now at the Pablo Lopez for Luis Urias trade and saying, as of now, it's an epic failure. You have zero credibility. Might change, right? Pablo was off to a good start. He's been lousy for a while. Luis hitting .399. For some of these folks, I swear to God, he could hit .799. And they'd still say, oh, good deal. You don't get the game. They're striking out like kids do when they're first not playing T-ball. Okay? That's what the Twins are like right now. What age does a pitcher actually pitch? Third grade? Fourth grade?
8, 9, 10, somewhere in
there.
You got the coaching pitch and then a lot of
The machines.
And
whatever. It's out. Oh, those games are so painful. It's either a walk or a strikeout.
So be caller three when you hear the Twins sound. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. But next week, I want to strike out after the Twins music. Yesterday, we didn't get to it. We should have. My fault. Brianna Lee Rose. She is the chair of the Minneapolis DFL. She offered up a tweet at 10:29 yesterday. 19 years ago today, Ronald Reagan did his only good deed for the world. He died. Followed by the heart emoji. That's gross. That's pathetic. That's beneath decency. It's indefensible. Again, disagree with Reagan all you want. Massively disagree. Mock his death 19 years later? Disgusting. Disgusting. No surprise. The Republicans came out, ripped her, and then praised Reagan. Right? That's what they would do. Ken Martin said the tweet did not reflect the values of the DFL party. Well, there's nothing wrong with debating the policies and legacies of elected officials. Mocking the passing of American president beyond the pale. We expect better of leaders within our party. We will continue holding ourselves to the high standard that Minnesotans deserve. Of course, she then blocked her tweets and isn't responding to media requests. Political cowardice. That's what that is. Step up, Brianna, and say, I was wrong. I disagree with Reagan's policies then. I disagree with them now, but I shouldn't have lowered myself to that level. I don't know what I was thinking. It's not that hard. First of all, it's not that hard to have some level of kindness to say, you know what, a guy died 19 years ago, and I really didn't agree with his politics, but I'm not going to mock it. I've said, I don't know, 500 times, 1,000 times, Donald Trump never for one second was ever equipped to be the president of the United States. Not one point would I ever consider any giddiness if Donald Trump died. Not for one bleeping second. So then we have various people who are criticizing her, praising her, including, I've seen the name before, but I forgot the responsibility, Mike Norton. Vice Chair of Minneapolis DFL, Mike Norton, part of what he said yesterday in defending the individual who said, hey, the only good thing Reagan ever did was die. Brianna probably shouldn't have said what she said. This one, Mike Norton again, Minneapolis Vice Chair DFL. Opening line, Brianna probably shouldn't have said what she said. Probably. Bold take, Mike, probably.
Leave a little wiggle room. God. It's fine.
But she's also a wonderful human being and deserves some grace. Minneapolis DFL chair is thankless. It's a volunteer position, and Brianna works tirelessly for what she believes in. This, you know, you and Mike reminds me of right now, my father. Mike, maybe I need to call you dad from now on, because this is what my father would do forever. One of his close personal friends would act like a buffoon, a jackass, a bully, say something awful. And what would my father say? You don't know all the charitable work he does. You don't know how hard he works. Has nothing to do with whatever he said, whatever the action were. Nothing. Zero. Brianna might work very hard. And Mike is certainly allowed to be friends with her. Working hard doesn't mean she's allowed to mock Ronald Reagan's death. By the way, I wouldn't have voted for Ronald Reagan, okay? Wasn't exactly my guy. By the way, now, compared to Donald Trump, I'd vote for him a million times if they were the two options. My God, he's a rhino compared to where the Republicans are. A little more from Mike. So all these and their words I can't say, whatever. I don't care if he swears on Twitter. It doesn't bother me at all, but I can't say it on CCO. So all these, you know what, look the other way while Mayor Fry focuses all the energy on trying to take Ilhan's congressional seat rather than manage this effing city. Again, what does that have to do with Brianna's tweet? You want to go after Fry? Go get it. Go after it. Again, just sidetracking. She's my friend. She still is my friend. She was absolutely wrong. Why is that tough? It just isn't that tough. We've given up Fry and acting significant police reforms because that mother, you know what, can't even manage potholes. Oh, yeah. Whew. Yeah. By the way, Betsy resolved the pothole issue. RT resolved the pothole issue. Hubert Humphrey in the 40s resolved the pothole issue, you know. In summary, and there's a lot more, Brianna is a kind person who made a dumb tweet, but it's really effing lame and slimy that the response was to throw her under the bus. And to paraphrase KG, got to be our KG, right, I assume? It is, because he'd say something like this. I don't have time for people like Ken Martin who are snakes or snake-like or snake MFers. I've had a couple points with Ken Martin where I didn't exactly appreciate some of the comments he made. Again, I'm just going to repeat the statement from Ken Martin. Whoa, was it a problem? Doesn't reflect the values of the DFL party, where there's nothing wrong with debating the policies and legacies of elected officials, mocking the past of American presidents beyond the pale. We expect better of leaders within our party, and we will continue holding ourselves to the high standard that Minnesotans deserve. If Mike Norton believes Ken Martin is a snake, he's allowed to believe that. That quote isn't throwing her under the bus. What is Ken Martin supposed to say? No comment? Like Brianna has done so far? Run from responsibility? Another problem with our country. When somebody we agree with really blanks up, what do we got to do? Defend it. Defend it. And then if somebody else who's on the other side from us, obliterate them. But if it was the same thing on your team, you wouldn't say a thing.
He didn't defend it. He said it was probably not a good choice.
Probably. Probably.
That means more likely than not.
I don't know, does it?
Sounds firm to me.
Honestly. Bravo to the two people involved. Are we getting Jack? Do I need to reach out to Jack also?
If Jack calls, I'd love to hear from him.
Let's go. Hopefully Jack Nicklaus, along with some of the comments Tom Lehman offered up. Speaking of throwing somebody to the bus me Greg Norman with Tom Lehman's comments. That's coming up next on CCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's all this is, boys and girls. This is the PGA Tour. Just to set up this up again before we play you a Tom Lehman soundbite, and then, oh no, hotline is ringing. Jack William Nicklaus is going to join us. I don't know if he's back in Oman, Florida. I don't know if he's meeting with Saudis, he's meeting with Jay Monahan. I don't know where he is. We'll get to Jack Nicklaus in moments. But this is Greg Norman, who's wanted from the 90s to have world tour. Not for the betterment of golf, for him. Just to raise his profile more. Greg Norman had a great career. obviously had misfortune happen to him in some majors and also choked away a couple events. He had tons of business success, but he's also delusional about the value he brings to life. I mean, he lives a really full life. When he's on Levitar, talks about his life, you're like, whoa, bravo to that. But his position in golf is amazingly delusional. So finally he's going to get his world tour because he's going to work with the Saudis. He's going to work with the group that MBS has offered up to kind of change their image. And let's just be honest, Saudi Arabia is involved in thousands of businesses in our country and with allies of us. So when people want to say, I'd never work with Saudi Arabia, there are some who would. I'm telling you personally, just me personally, I will tell you in my children's life, I would not work with Saudi Arabia. Okay? Personally. Are there businesses I probably support or buy things from and work with Saudi Arabia? I probably have. I couldn't cite them right now. But so Norman gets this unlimited amount of money and starts buying players and says, guess what? We're not going to play as much. It's going to be 3 days. It's going to be fun. It's going to be lighthearted. And I'm going to continue my vendetta, because this is a vendetta for Greg Norman against the tour. And then the tour with Monahan and Tiger and Rory. No, we're not going to work with the Saudis at all. We have ethics. We have respect. It's not really real golf. And we're going to battle them in court. And they got litigation going back and forth. All of a sudden, out of nowhere today, 8:30, and a story I thought was false. I didn't believe CNBC had it right. I thought they got scammed or they were hacked. No. Now the PGA Tour is going to work with Saudi Arabia for a few reasons. Money has to be a huge part of it, and litigation. As I said, an astute observer of mine who's a lawyer said, don't forget, the PGA Tour was now going to get access to the Saudi family businesses, so God knows what the Saudis offered them. But seems like almost every player out there found out about this on Twitter. And so many PGA Tour players are furious. And Phil Mickelson, who was a fraud with his comments about the Saudis to Shipnuck, and we tried to get Alan today, but he's absolutely swamped. He's going to swagger in there with $200 million. How does Tiger feel if you're turned out $800 million? I mean, is the PGA Tour going to get like Rahm turned down $300 million? Hideki turned down like $450 million. With this new money, will the PGA Tour give some of that money back? So we had Tom Lehman on, former world number one, open champion. Rumors are he's from Minnesota. He used to be on the player advisory council. So he was involved in the business. And I asked him about the role Greg Norman was playing with this in the 90s and now in his thoughts on Norman.
If Greg Norman's involved with this going forward, that'll be, to me, the ultimate insult. You know, if a guy doesn't go, I can't imagine the tour would do anything and allow Greg Norman to stay involved in any kind of capacity.
Why does that bug you so much? Or why would that be the ultimate insult of Norman?
Because he's the ultimate selfish, you know what? That's just who he's always been. So, you know, he wanted to do this a long time ago, and it wasn't for the good of golf. You know, it was simply because it was something that he wanted to do and he would benefit from it. And it's always, look at the world goes round because of people who are willing to look and see, you know, hey, how can we make the people around us do better? I mean, great teams, great coaches, great everything. They mm-hmm. find ways to make the people around them better. You know, that's not him. So anyway, so if he's still involved, you know, that's a real problem. I can't imagine the tour doing anything with him staying involved in the future.
Tom Lehman is a mild-mannered, normally reserved individual. He crushed him there. Absolutely crushed him. So that tells you what Lehman really thinks. Lehman wasn't good during that interview. Wasn't very good. He was great. Podcasted. Let's now go to the greatest champion in golf history, from a location, I don't know if he's willing to share where he's at. Jack William Nicklaus is with us. Jack, what is your reaction to everything that's happened today?
Well, let me just ask you this. How long, you went to, let me get this straight, you went to Tom Lehman before you reach out to Jack Nicklaus. Now, I'm not sure about the old ranking system, but I do know what I have. I've got, let me count them for you. 18 major titles. I haven't followed Tom Lehman too much, but how many does he have?
One.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
He's got one.
Okay.
Sorry.
Pretty far down the line.
Sorry.
I've got to be honest with you.
I have no comeback. You're 100% right. I should have went to you first and then to Tom after. I apologize.
I don't mean to tell you your business, but...
I think you did. And I think you were right. What's your reaction? I mean, you killed the Live Tour last week also.
I mean, first of all, let me get this on record that I got to agree 100% with Tom's assessment of Greg Norman. I'll go one further than Tom. I like Tom. He's a nice guy. Had a moment in the sun there, roiled with him in St. Anne's. I wouldn't put that course up against any Muni in Dublin, Ohio. But let me just go. I'll tell
it's
you
not what. A Muni.
Greg Norman's a scumbag, okay?
Put that on Twitter, Dave Arrigan. Jack Nicklaus on WCC Radio calls Greg Norman a scumbag. Let's see if we can get some followers off that.
You heard it here first. I mean, I'd smile at Greg Norman. He dropped 3 strokes just for me smiling at him. That's what kind of player he was.
He melted if he was near you, didn't he, Jack?
Yeah, right. But, the whole Live deal, I mean, I was quick to poo-poo it, but I don't know. There might be a couple of nice guys over there. And I'm always open to growing the game and wherever that is.
So are you telling me now, Jack, after you crushed it, you now might be willing to work with the Saudis also?
I was just trying to align myself with what the PGA was aligning with. And
sure.
Sounds like they've had a change of heart, so who am I to say? I mean, I'm friends with everybody. You know me, Jack.
Jack, are you out of breath? I mean, is there something going on?
I'm glad you asked. I'm sorry it's noticeable, but... You know, when you give up the game of golf, you play golf at a high level for I have so many years, you got to find something else to do with your time. And I've gotten into, you're not going to believe this, but I'm into ultra-marathoning.
Oh, I didn't see that. So what are you doing right now while you're conducting this interview?
Yeah. You know, we finished up the memorial. Vitt Hovland, how about that guy?
Yeah. I've always believed in Norwegian golf, Jack.
Me too. But anyway... We had a couple extra days in Ohio here, so I'm here at a park near Columbus where I'm training for this ultramarathon. I got to admit something. I'm trying to follow these trail markings, and I can't do it. I'm lost. I will tell you that.
We need a tracking device for the greatest golfer of all time is somewhere in Columbus in the woods lost at this point.
Well, that's why I always try to keep it on the fairway. You never know what happens if you get off the fairway. And I just hope Barbara's still waiting for me when I get back. We're running out of daylight here, so it's getting a little nervous.
Yes. How should Tiger feel, Jack? He turned down $800 million.
Well, you know, Tiger, he's got a rough go of it with the accidents and whatnot, and that's a lot of money, and the end of the day, you're going to have that money in your bank account. I mean, you might feel good about that, but I think Tiger's doing okay. I think he's going to be okay.
Last thing, Tiger in his prime or you in your prime? Who are you picking?
Oh, come on. What is this, a prank call? Is this Howard Stern, Baba Booey? What are we doing here?
I take it you're picking yourself?
Every day of the week.
Thank you, Jack. Good luck to you. Send help. Last words from Jack Nicklaus on WCCO. Send help.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money. Huge part of it. Absolutely huge part of the PGA Tour, including on the litigation and just rolling over after they lectured everybody about Liv. By the way, I believed a lot of what they said for a long time. Why do you work with these guys? Don't need them. I thought they were a little too condescending on the quality of play and the players wouldn't be the same. But yeah, it was money. It was absolutely money. I'll give you, I want people to text me, 651. By the way, we have the Twins winner, so no need to call. Give me a story which you're absolutely floored when you found out about it. I'll give you one that goes back, and I heard it on this radio station. I have a ground screw job in the summer of 1986, a control dating. Had that job for multiple years. We're going to talk summer jobs at some point. Actually, I was planning on doing it on Monday, but then I saw Vanita. Also did. I thought, tip of the cap to Vanita. They beat us to it. We'll wait. We'll wait a week or two, and we'll do the same thing. So I'm getting up early to work on the ground screw. Sure, I put on a clinic cutting some of those lawns. Any doubt about that?
No, you're tremendous. I've heard a lot about it.
I'm sure they also told me to stay away from any other difficult project because they wanted to turn out.
You just got skill with the blade. Just rarely seen in a child.
Give him the dopey, easy lawnmower. Keep him away from anything else. I have WCCO radio on to wake me up.
You've always been a company man.
Back then, woke up to CCO radio, 21. And I wake up and I hear the CBS Morning News announce that Len Bias is dead. And I could not believe it. I'm not romanticizing this. Len Bias was my favorite college basketball player to watch. So that's my heyday of loving college basketball. That's when college basketball is great as opposed to this very, very mediocre product. If you think college basketball is better than the NBA, you need to seek help. I mean, you just need to see. You're watching a really bad TV. Most of college basketball now is awful. Len Bias, I believe, would have been somewhere 20 to 40th all-time basketball player. That all-time. That good. He would have been Michael Jordan's main rival. He was bigger than Michael Jordan. They battled a couple times in the ACC. He would have been an amazing player. He was going to join the Boston Celtics with, let's see, a guy named Larry Joe Bird, I think, was on that team. I think Kevin McHale was on that team. They just won the championship. They're one of the greatest teams of all time, and they were going to about to add Len Bleeping Bias. And I'm 21, and I'm up to shenanigans myself, okay? And all of a sudden I find out that he died from a night of cocaine. And I couldn't believe that that happened. So that's what I'm looking for, like, because I get it on 9/11. I mean, I'm at my house, and I walk by, and I see one of the towers, and I see, and I'm like, what is that? And that's the first one, and that's when they're kind of speculating, did a small plane go through it? And then I'm driving the kids to Montessori school. Again, I assume probably listening to this station. And I hear about the second one. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? I'm at Lifetime, and I walk by, and I see the bridge. And at first I thought, is that a movie? And I paused. I'm like, no, that's the 30. And I see it's Channel 4. I'm like, that's the 35W bridge. What is going on? So those are givens. Give me another story. Maybe another death of and again, I'm not talking your own life. Like, it's separate. You know, a loved one has passed away or something. But something that's classified a news event that absolutely shocked you. Do you have one that comes to mind right here?
The ones, I mean, you laid out a lot of the big ones. The celebrity deaths are always kind of the ones that, you know, come out of the blue. Prince, locally.
Yep,
obviously.
For sure.
Michael Jackson stopped the world. To a lesser extent, but a big extent for me, was Norm MacDonald. When you found out that he died.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, he's had cancer for years. Didn't tell anyone.
That's a good point, too, because we have these individuals who, for whatever reason, will stay very, very quiet. And all of a sudden, they die, and you're like, well, that didn't happen. Because I just saw him. Like,
yeah.
You know, maybe it wasn't a couple months ago because of their health, but it was like 6 months ago.
Yes, he was doing interviews. He was doing his own show on Netflix. You know, he was dying before our eyes, and we had no – Chadwick Boseman. There's another one.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's – but I think the difference is, obviously, you know, any of those deaths, the celebrity deaths that, you know, aren't somebody that's 80, 90 years old, they're shocking. But the difference between that and what we have today with PGA and Liv is you're not – you know – you weren't told for years and years, well, not years and years, but many, many months, Michael Jackson's in great health. He's doing great. You know, it wasn't talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But, you know, the messaging between the PGA and Liv has been so just at odds.
Warlike.
And, yes, ripping
sports
each other.
Warlike. Yeah.
Yes, the organization's going after each other, the people involved, the players going after each other and the organizations. And then now, wait, what? Was this all just a play?
Yeah. It was a great play if it was. Okay, a lot of text coming in. A news event that just floored you. You just couldn't believe it. I'll read some of these. Jason will join us, and then I'm assuming Jason's going to come in with some amazing apology for acting like the studio is his house, and he's waiting for like his team of cleaning ladies to come in because he left rosé here, bottles, and he just assumed the rest of the staff, we the help, would clean that up. So I'm expecting the greatest apology of all time from Jason Rush in moments on CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yes, selling out music all day. Items, news items that shock you. Princess Diana's death.
That was shocking.
Finding Jacob Wetterling. Bud Grant's first retirement. Paul Wellstone. Berlin Wall coming down. Kirby Puckett. Robin Williams' death. O.J. Simpson, white Bronco chase. Yeah, that's all-timer.
This isn't in that league, is it?
No, of course not.
Of any
But it
was shocking.
For me, it's in my lane. So
yes.
I just said, it's in your lane.
Yeah.
What shocks you? Susan Smith drowning her kids, right? Awful. Corey Springer, Sandy Hook. Reggie White going to Green Bay again for that person. Passing to John Lennon when Trump became president. Jared arrested, right? Subway Jared.
Huh, yeah.
All right, you decided.
Those are good. Those are good answers.
You just decided to leave your belongings scattered all around this studio. I mean, is this now your third office?
When did this station become just like the old cranky biddies? Like complaining
when did you decide you can leave anything where you want?
Like there's literally
I mean, that's very nice.
This
right
place is falling apart, and you guys are freaking out all day, three shows about two bottles
respect.
Of
respect. I mean, I think that's what it is. Dave, don't you look at it as respect?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I left
driving me nuts.
Two bottles of wine here.
Mm-hmm.
Any normal workplace would have said thank you and would have taken the bottle home. And this place has been bitching up a storm.
But you didn't leave it here because you thought you'd leave it for the staff. You left it here because you didn't want to pick it up.
Well, I took five other bottles home.
Oh, so if you wanted
really
to leave
it. It really was left for
if you wanted to leave it, you
for someone to take.
One in my room.
Yeah.
One in Adam's room. One in Vanita's room. And then four in your various offices.
Here's the thing. On this radio station, there are some shows that are, you know, fine. They're filling time. They're running ads. And then there's drive time.
You get to do what you want.
I'm going to leave a damn bottle of rosé on the table if I damn well want. How about that?
It's a new game. What will Jason leave and when will he leave it?
Mezcal may be coming into the studio at 4 o'clock today. And I sure as hell am not leaving that around.
I was going to say, I might have to alter some plans. Canopy Group Spot is coming up next. So is Jason. Enjoy the afternoon. We'll chat tomorrow at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.